Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. From Christopher Cross to Kokomo, Steely Dan to Come Sail Away, the musical stylings of yacht rock run deep. You may not know how to describe it, but you certainly know it when you hear it. That's soft rock from the 70s and 80s, featuring many of the same studio musicians playing on album after album after album. And the Sacramento Pop Choir is about to pay tribute to it all. Founded in 2019 by Emily Perez and Heather Wade, the Sacramento Pop Choir allows adults of all levels the opportunity to sing together in a choral setting, no auditions necessary, with pop music at its core. Now boasting around 300 singers split between two choruses, the choir rehearses Tuesdays and Wednesdays at the Sierra 2 Center in Sacramento. We got to sit in on a recent Tuesday night rehearsal. Our Insight editor, Jen Picard, did, and she is going to share what she was able to take in and listen to. I love it. And this is just a little taste of what people are in for this weekend. Emily Perez and Artistic Director Heather Wade join us now. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Emily, I want to start with you. Before we find out what the Sacramento Pop Choir is, let's actually just start with this piece of music. Who was the name of the soloist? How did this all get started?
The soloist's name is Lucas Shearson. For the other stuff about music, I'm actually going to defer to Heather because she's our artistic director, and she's the one who chose all the music.
Yeah, Heather, what went into selecting these pieces?
So we really wanted a good mix of different artists for yacht rock, and it's such a broad genre that we really wanted to try and encompass a little bit of everything that fits into yacht rock. And then to be totally honest, because it's a genre called yacht rock, we threw in a few songs about boats, too, on top of it.
That makes sense. How did the Sacramento Pop Choir get started back in 2019?
So I'll take that one. The way it got started is an old coworker of mine, I worked in public health, said, "Hey, my friend is in this very cool choir in London, Emily. I saw that you left and you're working in the arts now. Have you thought about starting a choir?" And I was like, "Yeah, now I have." That sounds like a lot of fun. At the time, Heather and I were already friends, and she had just graduated from her master's degree in collaborative piano. And I knew that a choir like this would require a partnership and someone with really strong musical skills and someone with really strong organizational skills. And so although we are both organized and musical, I knew that split would really work. And Heather wanted to partner up. We started planning at my kitchen table, and almost 10 years later, here we are.
Why pop music?
I think pop music is just very accessible for everyone. You know, we all listen to pop music in some form or another. And since a big part of what Pop Choir about is just creating an accessible experience for people to sing, I think that genre really helps to bring people along.
You know, I was going through some of your themes. You've had previous concerts like One Hit Wonders, Boy Band Bonanza. It must be a lot of fun kind of brainstorming, thinking about what you want your next pop concert to be.
Absolutely. And oftentimes our members make the suggestions. Yacht Rock was actually suggested by a member named CJ DeAngelis. And we're like, that's a great idea, CJ. Another one we did about British Invasion was also suggested by a member. I think the interesting thing about pop is it's so fun. But the other thing that is really special about pop music is part of our shared cultural vernacular. So when you talk about pop music, you're not just talking about a song. You're talking about songs that have specific meanings and meant certain things in society at certain points in time. You're talking about songs that people relate to specific emotional memories. There's like some interesting information about how the music you listen to as a teenager, for which for most people is pop music, because of the brain development that's happening at that time, it gets stored in a very special part in your brain. It's why most people who love music still love the music they listen to as teenagers and remember it far more than anything else. So I think the other reason like pop music is really fun for this group activity is that pop music, although we kind of deride it as a society, is like maybe like less highbrow than other musics, it's incredibly meaningful to us as people. And it is the language we use, the musical language we use and share as a people.
That's so true. When getting together with like high school friends or childhood friends, we usually play music from that time, from high school and childhood. And you remember maybe like the high school dance or riding around in your car, you know, going to a party or something like that. And so it does really lodge in your brain in a very nostalgic way. So did either of you, both of you, knew what yacht rock was? I mean, listening to the song, I'm like, oh, that's yacht rock. But if you put me on the spot and asked me what yacht rock was without listening to a song, I would be hard-pressed to actually answer it. Did you already know a lot about yacht rock in preparing for this concert?
I wouldn't say a lot. I think similarly, you know, we also could identify a yacht rock song if we heard it, but not necessarily tell you why it was yacht rock. So definitely in the creation of the concert and the picking the songs and whatnot, we learned a bit more about the genre as we were going through it.
What is it about yacht rock that you find enjoyable? I mean, it's like soft rock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think yacht rock, well, there's two things about yacht rock that I think are special. One is that yacht rock, it's like that summer feeling, right? And we knew that this session would be ending in May and that by the time it ended, it would start kind of like in the darkness and rain, and it always ends in the summer. So in the summer, we always kind of try to choose something that's like fresh and fun and breezy. But I think the other interesting thing about yacht rock as a genre is that when we started learning about it, and there's an excellent and hilarious doc, D-O-C-K, documentary on HBO about yacht rock, is that a lot of what became yacht rock was all born out of this really skilled set of session musicians that were in Los Angeles in the 70s. And they had a lot of background in jazz specifically, and they were playing on everybody's records. So it's really that group of musicians that's one of the parameters about yacht rock. And that group of musicians involves almost everyone in Toto, Michael McDonald, the Porcaro brothers, Def Page, among other people. So it was like really this like group of excellent musicians who was working on it. And it makes it unique in that way, too.
Well, let's listen to another clip recorded by Jen Picard. This was recorded last Tuesday night at rehearsal. It's Long Train Runnin' by the Doobie Brothers. So we're all bobbing our heads. I know people listening are probably singing along as well. So it's really no surprise to me that you've grown to have a choir of a couple hundred people. I mean, were you surprised at how much the choir has grown in just the last, you know, 5 or 6 years?
Oh, yeah. I think post-pandemic is when the growth exploded. I think people were really looking to get back out and, you know, do something fun with their friends and whatnot. And yeah, from before 2020 to after, it just kind of took off like crazy.
If someone's listening and they want to join the choir, they're like, this sounds like fun. I want to go to the next rehearsal. What are the requirements?
So there's basically no requirements except for to sign up. It's 18 and up, no audition required, no experience required. The only main thing that we say is no diva behavior.
No diva behavior. And you often sell out your concerts. Were you surprised at the reception that this received in Sacramento? The two of you had this great idea, but you don't really know how it's going to go. And it's been so successful.
Yeah, I think when we were originally like doing projections of what it could be based on the size of the city, et cetera, it seemed very logistically possible from that perspective. But that's very different than actually seeing it happen in real life and seeing all these people. I would say the choir is like now triple the size of our wildest, most ambitious projections from 2019. But, you know, now that we're running the choir, I think it doesn't feel surprising in the sense that choir is really special. There's not a lot of activities you can do as an adult without previous experience. And definitely music is one of those things that's really hard to get into without previous experience. But it's also, choir in particular, is one of the only activities you can do in a group where having mixed levels, A, works, and B, where having more established singers helps improve the skill set of the less experienced singers. Because of how our mirror neurons work, because of how sound waves work, because singing is part of our built-in human communication like strategy, like singing in a choir is what makes you better at singing. So people don't have to have skills to enter, but they will definitely gain them along the way. And they get to experience in this incredibly high-level musical experience. And so I'm not surprised that it's become very popular because of how choir is. But for our personal feelings about, like, we made this and it's become this large, it continues to feel, like, joyous in a way that it's indescribable.
Yeah, you have, like, both singers and audience members just all in on celebrating pop music. Yeah. I mean, that energy just must be so awesome for every concert. And it's great that you don't require auditions. You know, there's a lot of people whose studio is like the shower or their car, and maybe they don't have formal experience, but it is a muscle, you know? And if you surround yourself with more experienced people, as you just laid out, you can improve. When it comes to this weekend, there's also going to be some dancing involved too, right?
Yes, we have three choreographers that are working with us. And so we'll have a few pieces that will have a little dance number attached to them.
Well, Emily and Heather, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was great listening to your rehearsal from last week. Thanks to Jen Picard for doing that. Emily Perez and Heather Wade are the co-founders and directors of the Sacramento Pop Choir. They have two shows dedicated to yacht rock this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and May 31st at the McClatchy Theater in Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.